Hi out there, everybody. Thanks for choosing the podcast Then and Now. I'm your host, John Shomo. We're about to embark on episode number 47 of our podcast, getting toward the one-year mark, by the way. That seems almost impossible, but that's where we're at. First of all, as usual, we will take a look at some facts for the week of January 17th through the 23rd, and we'll get into three or four topics there in general discussion. And we need good questions. So if you have any good questions based on this podcast or based on anything out there, really, give us a shout at threegoodquestions@gmail.com. That's T-H-R-E-E, goodquestions@gmail.com. It's always great when we have some interaction with the audience. So send those questions in. I might even be able to answer one or two of them. Okay. On to the facts for the week. We will look at first the date of January 17th. That would be the date on which in 1995, the Los Angeles Rams announced their move to St. Louis and became the St. Louis Rams. That was not the first move by the Rams franchise. Those of us here in Northeast Ohio ought to know that the Rams once called Cleveland home, won the National Football League Championship in 1945 as the Cleveland Rams, and then packed their bags and moved out to Los Angeles. Then the Rams moved to St. Louis, and now they're back in Los Angeles once again. Unfortunately, because of the tragedy of the fires in Southern California, the Rams had to play a home playoff game in the Phoenix area in Glendale, Arizona this week. Great job by all involved in moving everybody out there and getting the game played. And certainly our thoughts are with those suffering, hundreds of thousands of people, sadly, in Southern California. Please give if you can. Okay. Birthdays for January 17th. Benjamin Franklin. I don't know exactly, it's a matter of historical opinion, where he ranks among the most important Americans of all time. In my book, he's easily in the top 10. He was the most well-known person in the world, probably in the 1770s and 1780s. Ben Franklin, Philadelphia's own, actually born in Boston on January 17th, 1706. The late, great Betty White, who I saw yesterday, will have a stamp in her honor issued by the U.S. Postal Service. That's awesome. Betty White, born January 17th, 1922, just missed getting to 100. She passed away New Year's Eve, I think it was, of 2021, right before her 100th birthday. James Earl Jones, who we lost last year. James Earl Jones, one of the great actors, certainly one of the great voices in acting history, born on January 13th, 1931. Speaking of great, the greatest of all time, just ask him, Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay, January 17th, 1942. What a life story he had. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who will be in the news shortly in the next week or two, a lot, I'm sure. RFK Jr. is 71 on January 17th. Jim Carrey, the comedian born in Canada, comedian and actor, he'll be 63. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will turn 61. She announced this week that she will not be attending the inauguration of the new president next week. More on that in a few minutes. And Dwayne Wade, the Miami Heat superstar who played at Marquette in college, Dwayne Wade will be 43. On January 18th, 1919, the Versailles Peace Conference opened near Paris. The big four leaders of the four winning nations, if you will, of the First World War would meet and discuss and pore over and come up with a peace agreement in about 6 months' time over there at Versailles. It wasn't the best peace agreement ever formed, but that's another story for another day. Birthdays on January 18th include A.A. Milne, born in 1882. He's the author of the Winnie the Pooh poems and books and stories. Ray Dolby, Dolby Sound System, born January 18th, 1933. Great center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals in the 1960s and a really important figure in the transformation of baseball, Curt Flood, born January 18th, 1938. Curt Flood was traded from the Cardinals to, I think, the Philadelphia Phillies and refused the trade, saying that he should have the right to determine where he plays. He challenged the so-called reserve clause that was in force in baseball seemingly forever. And eventually, 4 or 5 years later, he won his case, which led to free agency as we know it in Major League Baseball and obviously the other professional sports too. Kurt Flood, a terrific, really terrific person to study, very important in civil rights as well. And the actor Kevin Costner will be 70 on January 18th. January 19th, 1861, the state of Georgia seceded from the Union. On January 19th, 1974, at South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame's basketball team upset the UCLA Bruins 71-70. I think, if I recall, they scored the last 11 or 12 points of the game to pull that off. That ended UCLA's record 88-game winning streak. That's the longest in college men's basketball at Division I level history. That was the Bill Walton UCLA team, the dynamo that was running through everybody. Notre Dame knocked them off, and then that team lost in the national semifinal to North Carolina State down in Greensboro that year in 1974. That ended Bill Walton's college, wonderful college career. The coldest air temperature ever recorded at the Akron-Canton Airport was on January 19th, 1994. I remember it well. The air temperature, not wind chill, the air temperature got to 25 degrees below zero. I was teaching at Talmadge Middle School at the time, coaching the eighth grade boys basketball team. We were not able to get to even have a practice until Wednesday or Thursday of that week, 3 or 4 days after that, when the temperature finally rose above zero and we could get our cars going and everything. That was really something. Robert E. Lee, very important and controversial name in American history. Born January 19th, 1807 in his native state of Virginia. Was he a great strategist militarily? Yeah, I think that's fair. Did he fight for the wrong cause? Yeah, I think that's also fair. Fascinating person to read about. Edgar Allan Poe, the author and poet, born in Baltimore, January 19th, 1809, hence the nickname Ravens for their football team. And we don't need to go into the history of the Baltimore Ravens, do we, Cleveland? No, we don't. Janis Joplin, the great singer, one of many musicians I've mentioned before on the podcast that passed away way too early at the age of 27. Janis Joplin, born January 19th, 1943. And Dolly Parton, if there's a better person in showbiz, I don't know who they are. Dolly Parton will be 79, believe it or not, on January 19th. Okay, January 20th, King George V of Great Britain died on January 20th, 1936. We know now that he OD'd on morphine and heroin. He was sick, and that's how they were treating him, and he OD'd on those drugs and passed away. January 20th, as most of you know, is the prescribed date for the presidential inauguration once every 4 years via the 20th Amendment. That amendment was passed in 1933. The first presidential inauguration that was on January 20th was the 1937 inaugural for Franklin Roosevelt, his second inaugural. The date prior to the 20th Amendment had been March 4th. Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, born January 20th, 1732, related to Robert E. Lee. He was the man who authored the original, easy for me to say, resolution for American independence in the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia in 1776. Edwin Buzz Aldrin, the last living member of the crew of Apollo 11, the first men to walk on the moon. Buzz Aldrin was the second human being to walk on the moon. He is 95 on January 20th. Happy birthday to Buzz Aldrin. Paul Stanley of Kiss will be 73 on January 20th. Former Chicago White Sox shortstop, former Chicago White Sox manager, led them to a World Series title in 2005. Now a TV analyst for White Sox baseball, Ozzie Guillen will be 61. Saw Ozzie Guillen on the sidewalk in Chicago a year or so ago on one of our visits over there. Nikki Haley from South Carolina, the former governor of that state and former UN ambassador. She was a candidate for president in the primaries in 2024, if you'll recall. Nikki Haley will be 53. And Eagles Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's the only person you can say that about. Nick Foles will be 36. Moving to January 21st, the King of France, Louis XVI, lost his head on January 21st, 1793. That's right, not voluntarily. He was beheaded by the mob. Vladimir Lenin, leader of the Russian Revolution, died January 21st, 1924. His body is still preserved under glass in Moscow, which is really kind of weird, but you can take a look and see pictures of it. And if you go to Red Square, you can see Lenin laying there in his sarcophagus under glass. I'm not really thrilled about the idea. Ethan Allen, leader of the Green Mountain Boys, very instrumental in our victory in the American Revolution. Ethan Allen, born January 21st, 1738. Thomas J. Jackson, his nickname was Stonewall, a brilliant military leader, the right-hand man of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, mentioned earlier. Stonewall Jackson, born January 21st, 1824, near where I was born. Stonewall Jackson was born in Clarksburg, now West Virginia, then Virginia. A controversial guy. When he lost his life at Chancellorsville in 1863, things started to go downhill for the Confederate cause. Lee said he was his best advisor, if you will. Birthdays on January 21st, the all-time leader in major championship victories in professional golf, Columbus, Ohio native Jack Nicklaus will turn 85. Actress Gina Davis will be 68. And a guy who really doesn't get enough attention basketball people love to make their top 10 lists. Who's the top 10 players of all time? Who's, you know, this, that, and the other. It seems to be more of a thing in basketball than the other major sports. A guy that they always leave off that I think has always been almost criminally underrated. Hakeem Olajuwon, the Houston Rockets star, led them to two NBA titles. Just a tremendous athletic big man. Hakeem Olajuwon will be 62 on January 21st. Moving to January 22nd. On January 22nd, 1973, two major stories broke. I remember we were watching Walter Cronkite that night at our house. He got a phone call mid-show on the CBS Evening News that informed him that former President Lyndon Baines Johnson had passed away of a heart attack in Texas. That same day, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down their decision in the abortion case, Roe v. Wade, which allowed for abortions in the first trimester mostly. I don't want to get into the specifics of it right now. Roe v. Wade was semi-overturned a couple years ago by the Dobbs decision, and obviously it is a raging issue in our politics and our government today. Rose Kennedy, mother of the former president, Senator Robert Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy, and all those other kids, she had 9 or 10 of them. Rose Kennedy lived to be 104 years old. She passed away on January 22nd, 1995. The sad part of that is how many of her kids predeceased her. It's just awful. But what a life she led. Kobe Bryant scored 81 points in a game against the Toronto Raptors at Staples Center, as it was known then, in Los Angeles, on January 22nd, 2006. That is the second highest point total ever recorded by an NBA player in a game. Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in 1962. Steve Perry, lead singer of Journey, will be 76 on January 22nd. Actress Diane Lane will be 60. And former Ohio State center Greg Oden will be 37. Greg Oden was drafted one or two, I forget, by the Portland Trailblazers after his freshman year at Ohio State, where he helped lead the Buckeyes to the national championship game. He got injured. His problem was not that he couldn't make it in the NBA. He just had a series of injuries that just knocked his career flat. Okay, January 23rd, the final date for this week. Georgetown University was founded. It's in Washington, D.C., in the neighborhood called Georgetown, on January 23rd, 1789. The 20th Amendment, of which we spoke earlier, was ratified on January 23rd, 1933. It allowed for the moving up of the inauguration date of the president. The 24th Amendment was ratified on January 23rd, 1964. It barred poll taxes in the United States. Poll taxes was one of the nefarious ways that, particularly in the American South, that the white majority used to ban blacks from voting in elections. Also poor whites, if you will. That also hit poor white people as well. The rich white folks in the South wanted to keep the power. But that was barred on January 23rd, 1964. President Nixon announced a peace deal to end the Vietnam War, January 23rd, 1973. the inaugural class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which would be built eventually in Cleveland, was announced on January 23, 1986. Here is the list of the inaugural class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Alphabetical, I think, pretty much. Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, Little Richard, Robert Johnson, Jimmy Rogers, Jimmy Yancey, Alan Freed, the disc jockey who once worked in Akron, John Hammond, and producer Sam Phillips. There's your inaugural Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Not too many arguments. I really don't know who Jimmy Yancey was to this day, but not too many arguments for me. Now, have they gone off the reservation, if you will, since then? Yeah, I think they've really jumped the shark on some of the people they pick for quote-unquote rock and roll. But that inaugural class is really strong. 5 years ago, January 23rd, 2020, we'll end on this one for our facts and birthdays, China locked down the major city of Wuhan, if you recall, due to an outbreak of what they called COVID-19. Wow. That, you know, January 23rd, that was a news story, and we mentioned it and probably talked about it in class briefly, having no idea how in a couple of months it would just totally shut us down like it did. Okay, that is our events, birthdays segment, facts for the week, if you will, for January 17th through 23rd. Moving on to a couple of news topics. We will be, by the time you listen to this, we may have done it already, depending on when you find us on Spotify, if you will. The presidential inauguration will take place on January 20th. That is Monday, January 20th. And it looks like we may see a more traditional presidential succession than we did 4 years ago. January of 2021, if you remember, the violent insurrection of Trump supporters at the U.S. Capitol, followed by President Trump leaving Washington prior to the inauguration of President Biden. President Biden said he will attend this coming week's inauguration. And presumably, I don't know, I haven't seen this, he wants to uphold traditions. Presumably, he has invited the Trumps to the White House at about 10 o'clock in the morning on the morning of the 20th for tea, whatever. You know, I don't know how much small talk there will be between those folks, but I'm thinking he will do that. Not sure if they'll ride up together in the same limousine like presidents and outgoing presidents have before. We'll see. That may be interesting to see if they do that. I will be very interested as January 20th comes and goes. The C-SPAN presidential rankings will come out. C-SPAN has a panel of nearly 100 experts, historians, authors, etc., who every time there's a change in presidential administrations, they re-rank all of America's presidents, rank them in a number of categories, and then give them an overall ranking, best to worst. Again, this comes every time there's a change in the administration. The new guy in the list, obviously, will be Joe Biden. I'll be very interested to see where he falls. My guess will be he'll fall somewhere between 10 and 20 out of whatever it's been, 45 men who have been president. He had great economic success overall in his 4 years. The inflation was partially caused by the spike in oil prices following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine in 2022. By the end of his administration here, they have brought inflation back to a reasonable 3-4% level. I don't want to get into an economics lesson here, but you don't want 0% inflation. The only decade we ever had 0% inflation was the 1930s, and I don't think you want to relive that. 2-3% would be fine. 4 may be a little high, but certainly not unprecedented. We've had that many times. He has a great jobs record, one of the greatest 4 years in job creation of any president ever. Failure would be possibly the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. That was not smooth. Not blaming him totally for that, but it did not go well, and it will go down on his record as a negative, I think. But we'll see where President Biden ranks. As in terms of being a good human being, he's up near the top, in my opinion. A wonderful man's given his life to public service. Was elected to the Senate at the age of 29 in 1972. You know, all hail to President Biden. You'll be missed, man. Okay, Shame on the Speaker of the House, by the way, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, for hinting that he may attach strings, if you will, to any aid package for Southern California. Now, I don't want to go down a list here, but I can think of a lot of disasters that have befallen states like Florida, Texas, Louisiana, certainly Hurricane Katrina, where presidents of either party didn't attach any strings whatsoever. Whatever aid you need, let me know. Congress passed it without question. I don't like at all hearing that a Speaker of the House is going to attach political strings, if you will, to an aid package for those folks that we've spoken about previously that have suffered so much here in the last week or two. It's not a situation historically that either party has chosen to politicize. Let's remember, too, that the Speaker is working with a very small majority in this Congress, roughly a 3-vote majority. The reason I say roughly is there are a couple of members of the House who are being vetted, if you will, for a job in the new Trump administration, and they will have to resign their seats. They will be Republicans. And I think by the time this all shakes out in the spring, the Republicans will have about a 2 or 3 vote margin in the House. Very, very small, historically small majority in the 435-member House of Representatives. As a side note here to that, California has 52 members of the House of Representatives, 43 Democrats and 9 Republicans. I think it would be a very tough and unpopular vote if any of those 9 Republican congressmen from California would vote no for aid for the folks in Southern California suffering now because of the fires. Just saying. I mean, my God, I would think that would be unconscionable. But to say that you're going to attach other political things to an aid package for folks who desperately need it, it's not something we've done in the past, and it's certainly not something that the Speaker should be talking about right now. Shame on him for even talking about it. Switching gears very rapidly to the NFL playoffs, not involving our local team, obviously, this year. We are down to 8 teams in the NFL playoffs as we record this on Wednesday afternoon. In the AFC, we have games coming this weekend, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on NBC. It'll be the Houston Texans against the Kansas City Chiefs. And on Sunday at 6:30 on CBS, it will be a game I'm really looking forward to watching, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. Over in the NFC, on Saturday at 8 p.m., it'll be the Washington Commanders, exciting team to watch, at Detroit against maybe the best team in pro football, the Detroit Lions. That'll be Saturday, 8 o'clock on Fox. Sunday at 3 in the afternoon on NBC, it will be the Los Angeles Rams traveling to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, to face those Eagles down in South Philly. So looking forward to those games, a couple of them in particular, but we're down to 8, and by the time we record our next podcast, we'll be down to 4. Can't go without noting that the College Football National Championship game will be played on Monday the 20th, 7:30 p.m. in Atlanta. It will feature two teams from the Midwest. The Ohio State Buckeyes will play Notre Dame. If you want more on that matchup, we're going to do a preview this weekend on our college football podcast, The Fifth Quarter, which you can get, as you can get this one, on Spotify. So we'll have more on the championship game, a review of the playoff games, other facets of the sport. We talk about that on the Fifth Quarter podcast, and go get it on Spotify. Go Buckeyes, by the way. Let's go. Finish the job, guys. All right. Mentioned earlier, we don't have any good questions here for our Three Good Questions segment, so we need your participation. It's more fun when we get some interaction going here on Three Good Questions. So if you have any kind of a question about anything that we've gone on about here today or anything that's out there that you might want us to discuss on the podcast, give us an email. Shoot us an email at threegoodquestions, T-H-R-E-E spelled out, goodquestions@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. That's going to do it for this week. Everybody stay warm. It's going to get really cold in this part of the country here in the next few days. So stay inside when you can. Stay warm. Bundle up. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks for choosing us. Have a great week, everybody.